conversation. They'll have to answer your salam, and then they'll have to continue with that conversation. So then also you don't even make salam to them and disturb that. Obviously, where a person is just having a light hearted, you can make out, then he wouldn't mind that you make salam, and he'll be happy that you make salam, a different issue. But from the situation, you can see whether a person is having a serious discussion now. So don't separate, the hadith is telling us, don't separate between two people. Two people may be sitting there for whatever reason. And ulama explained that this doesn't only apply to the day of Jumu'ah. The person may go, for example, a walima, and these two people that are sitting close to each other because of companionship, friendship, now deliberately to go so sit between them, that also is not correct. Or sometimes on the aeroplane you'll find that there is a family, but for some reason one seat has been separated. So if, out of courtesy, if you can, you tell the person, move in so you can sit with your friends, you can sit with your associates, and I'll sit on this side. So now you're not separating between two people unnecessarily. So then the hadith goes on to say, ثُمَّ يُصَلِّ مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ. Then this person, he performs whatever salat has been prescribed for him. He's come out for Jummah now, he didn't separate between people. He comes and he reads salat. Another thing we learn from here, adab and etiquette of Jummah, is try and come early and read some salah in the masjid. Come and read some nafil salah. A good time, many of our akabir and many of our seniors, they would read salah to tasbih at this time, the time before Jummah, because it helps them to come early also for Jummah. It is a good opportunity. At least once a week, a person is getting salah to tasbih. Then hadith goes on to say, ثُمَّ يُنْسِتُ إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ الْإِمَامِ. And now when the imam is giving the khutbah, this person is silent. He's not talking, he's not interfering, he's not moving around, he's not doing anything. He remains silent. Now this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person in reward for this little bit of etiquette he showed, little bit of akhlaq and etiquette he showed. إِلَّا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمُعَةِ الْأُخْرَى. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all this person's sins committed from this Jummah till the next Jummah. Whatever gunas a person commits, in other words, meaning minor gunas, any mistakes he makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him because he just showed etiquette of Jummah on that day. See how much of sawab there is, just for showing little bit of adab. Therefore, Maulana Ibn Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi would say, he said, Baap banna aasan hai. He said, to become a father is very, very easy. Then to become a husband, shohar banna aasan hai. Become a husband is very, very easy. And like that, to become a teacher also is very easy. Like that, to become somebody's friend also is very easy. But he says, he mentions, insan banna mushkil. To become a true insan, where you got all this adab and all this akhlaq and all these considerations of people that you have in mind, this is very, very difficult. This takes a very long time. And here we can see how much of emphasis is placed on this. A person normally places emphasis on his bath. He places emphasis on his cleaning himself. But how much emphasis we show on the finer etiquettes and how important these finer etiquettes and akhlaq is, this is what causes a person to rise to heights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.